It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for a Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Everybody, welcome to Swap Shop. I'm going through all these different notes that people have left sent here, and I'm going to try and get the information to you. We have several things that have been sent to us, and you're welcome to do that too. If you don't want to come on the air, but you want us to read what's going on in your neighborhood or what you're trying to sell, you can send us a note to 523 South Prospect Street here in Marion, Ohio, 43302. That's 523 South Prospect Street here in Marion, Ohio, 43302. And we'll be glad to put it on the air. Since I'm on Swap Shop, I'm going to tell you about how you do swapping here on Swap Shop. If you want to call in to 740-383-9944, that's 740-383-9944, you can advertise an item, you can advertise an event, you can generally tell us what you got to sell. Now, we do not take things that require legal registrations like guns or cars or houses or stuff like that, you know. But other things we will be glad to put on the air for you. Like if you have I mention this quite often just because I just threw a couple of these out. If you have a toaster oven that you want to sell for $10, give us a call. Or any price at all, give us a call, 740-383-9944. Tell us where we can come to get it from you. Give us your address. Tell us how much you want for it, or you can just say, let's negotiate, and tell us what it is. We'd like to keep it to four items or less. But we'd be glad to put that on the air for you. If you have a garage sale or a yard sale, give us your address and what the hours are going to be and what days, and we'll put that on for you. And let's kick this off right away. We have yard sales going on on Yorkshire Estates on Friday and Saturday. And there are going to be several. So you head out to Yorkshire Estates. That's out there behind or in front of, no, behind OSU Marion. And it's kind of hard to describe, but I think if you Google it, you can find out where Yorkshire Estates is. They're going to have their estate sales, or not estate sales, but they're going to have their yard sales on Friday and Saturday of this week. That'd be a good place to go if you're looking for something new, new to you. Also, on Saturday, August 21st, between the times of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., it doesn't say the name of the organization, but they're going to have a fly-in of radio control planes. You can head out there between 4 and between 10 and 4, and you can learn how to fly RC planes. You can watch the pilots do some amazing flying. You can just enjoy yourself. It's out there on Her Road, at 650 Her Road. If you know where the Tallgrass Trail is, there's a lake out there. It's called, what the heck is the name of that? Foundation, I believe, Foundation Lake. But there's a big lake out there, and right at the north end, I think, of the lake, there's an area, and that would be where 650 Her Road is, and they quite often fly out there, the radio control devices. They're going to have fixed wings, they're going to have rotary wing, quadcopters, warbirds, jets, gas, electric, and nitro-powered, and there are, you can learn about the FAA rules and learn about the AMA. They even have, apparently, flight simulators that you can learn on, okay? So bring your sunscreen, bring your lawn chair, come on out and have a good time watching these young and old kids fly their RC planes, their radio control planes. I think you'll have fun. It's obviously a whole family affair. I know the kids will have a great time out there. That's at 530 Her Road here in Marion, and that's going to be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Out there on Saturday. All right. We also have a fundraising auction here. Fundraiser and a silent auction at Pure Function CrossFit, 202 South Main Street. That's on today from 4 to 9 p.m. That's this afternoon. And it's going to be, August 19th, which is today. And the auction items, if you're interested, they're on the Marion Noon Kiwanis Facebook page or the Pure Function CrossFit Facebook page. You can help raise some funds for that cause. We also had a message here from the Tallgrass Trail people. They're going to have their News Force Summer Walk tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the Tallgrass Trail, so you might head on out that way. You'll learn lots of stuff. I'll guarantee you'll learn lots of stuff. All right, we'll go back and mention those again later. But if you have something to sell, give us a call right now, 740-383-9944. One of the things I always should have done, and I've enjoyed doing this my entire life, is collecting quotes. So I thought what we might do while we're waiting for people to call in is we'll go back over some of those quotes. Let's see if I can find them on my phone. come on. I just put them in here. shoot. Excuse me. I've always written down quotes. I've kept them in a loose leaf binder. And now I put them on my phone and I can't find them, of course, right? Where in the world did I put them? Apparently, I didn't know what I was doing. I wonder if I did not save them all. Maybe we won't be doing that today if I can't find them, right? Okay, let me look someplace else and see if I can't find them. You're listening to Swap Shop, and we hope you can call us up and give us some things that we can sell for you. Here we go. I'm coming up with it. It just takes me a few moments, and we will play these on here. Not play them. I will read them to you. I'm struggling with having a little bit like Fred Malone had. Fred had some hay fever, and I just potted down because I had a really bad sneeze. I'm glad you weren't here. I'm really struggling to find this. I don't know why I'm having such a hard time. Well, anyway, I'm going to have to go another place and look for this. Here we go. Yes, I'm finding them now. Sorry about that. Act as if what you do makes a difference, because it does. That's William James. That was a quote from William James. All right. These are all from people a lot more famous than me. I love quotes, and the reason why I love quotes is because I'm not smart enough to think this stuff up. So if I have somebody like Winston Churchill, here's a quote from Winston Churchill. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. That's interesting, especially considering the times that Winston Churchill lived through. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. Interesting. From a gentleman that spent a lot of time in aircraft or air raid shelters, I would think. Now, Helen Keller, on all these sites, Helen Keller has a lot of quotes that I find very interesting. Now, she was the young woman who had no sight, but it didn't seem to limit her. Never bend your head, always hold it high. Look the world straight in the eye. Now, this is from a woman that is blind. but she knows a lot of stuff, and her quotes quite often have something to do with vision, even though she has none. This is Zig Ziglar. I've read a couple of his books, because when I was young, I wanted to be like Zig Ziglar. I wanted to be a public speaker that had great thoughts. I wasn't a bad speaker, I just didn't have real great thoughts. What you get by achieving your goals is not as important as what you become by achieving your goals. A lot of these quotes are words tied around each other. What you get by achieving your goals is not as important as what you become by achieving your goals. Excuse me. I'm really struggling, not coughing. It's one of those days. All right. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH 107.1 FM. And if you have something that you want to sell, give us a call, 740-383-9944. We'll see if we can't get somebody to give you some money for that junk that you have out in your garage. I have so much junk in my garage, I don't even know where to start. I open up my garage door and I say, I'm going to organize this garage. And I open the door, look at all the stuff, and close the door and go back in the house and sit down. It's a never-ending task. Now, I have gotten better, and I have cleaned out a lot of things in my garage. But I have three children they're not children anymore, but I have three children who have left stuff at our house for the last 30 years. they couldn't take it with them, so they left it in my garage. Well, we've thrown a lot of it away. I hope they don't know, but we've thrown a lot of it away, but it still hangs around. You know, there's always that something that you say, oh, I know he really liked that toy, or I know he really, really liked that bicycle, or I know she wanted us to save that doll. But after a while, you just got to, if it's gathering dust for more than a year, you probably should think about getting rid of it. If it's gathering dust for more than 5 years, you should definitely get rid of it. But we got stuff in our garage that's been there for 10, even 15 years, so we should pitch it. I got a thing that you put water or sand in it, and you can tow it behind a lawnmower, and it'll flatten out everything. You know, the weight will make it all nice and flat. I thought, boy, this is a great deal. I got it from a friend who was trying to get rid of it, and nobody would buy it from him. So I got it from him, and it's been in my garage since we moved there. Okay, we've got somebody giving us a call. Let's go see what's going on. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, is this Glenn?
Yeah, this is Glenn. You got him.
Hey, it sounds to me like you need to call American Pickers.
I love American Pickers. Do you watch that a lot?
Yeah, I do.
I do, too. And you know what's crazy? You go on there and you watch, and they'll go in and they'll find a piece of junk, and then they'll sell it for $500. Now, how can you do that?
I know. Something you think's total junk, and they pay fortune for it.
Yeah, they do. I don't know how they get rid of it.
I just had to throw that in.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, that's helping us break up the quietness of today's show. Sometimes the swap shop is very quiet. Other days we'll get 5-10 calls, but apparently today is going to be one of those quiet days. But you're welcome to call in, 740-383-9944. You can call in and give me a hard time if you'd like to. That's always fun. Here's a quote from Theodore Roosevelt. Do you recall Theodore Roosevelt? I doubt it. There aren't too many people that are alive. Oh, good. We have another phone call. I'll go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to put on a scooter for sale.
Scooter.
It's called a Buzz Around Extreme. It was bought down in Delaware at the J&J place there, Mobility. Uh-huh. And I have no need for it anymore. And it's a four-wheel machine, little scooter.
Yeah.
And it's in very good shape, very good condition.
Okay. Now, it's electric or gas?
No, it's battery.
It's battery, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm picturing it right, it's one of those that you use when you're temporarily or permanently have to stay seated, right?
Right,
and you
right.
Can drive
and it
everywhere.
Comes apart. It all comes apart and can be easily put in the car.
Oh, fantastic.
Uh-huh. It's a four-wheeler. It's not the three-wheeler.
Right.
And it sold for $1,600 when I bought it.
Okay, and what are you going to ask?
I'm asking $800.
Oh, half price. That's mm-hmm. not bad. And it works.
And the price is negotiable.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And it does work okay, right?
Oh, it works fine.
All
yeah.
Right. But you don't need it anymore, so you're going to sell it.
No, because I have a golf cart.
I
upgraded.
That sounds a lot better. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, and what's the number they can call?
Okay, the number is 740-751-8334.
Sure. 8334. Okay, let me read this back to you. I do it in shorthand, so
okay.
Please hang in there with me. It's a scooter. It's a four-wheel scooter.
It's called a Buzz Around Extreme, and it was bought down in at J&J Mobility in Delaware.
Okay, it's a Buzz Around Extreme.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in good condition.
Very good
it's
condition.
It's battery, very good condition, battery powered. And
right.
It cost initially $1,600, but you're...
Well, $1,599, so I guess you could say
$1,600. And you're going to sell it for $800, or
right.
It's negotiable,
uh-huh.
right? And your phone number is 740-751-8334. 8334. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Let's get that sold for you, okay?
Oh, I hope so. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, that sounds like a good deal, half price. And she says it's in good condition, a four-wheel scooter. It's a buzz-around extreme scooter in good condition, battery-powered. She's selling it for half its original price, or it can be negotiated. She only wants $800 for it. That's a really good price. I've looked at scooters because I'm looking like for a Vespa type scooter, and so these four wheel and three wheel mobile scooters pop up a lot, and I know that's a good price. So anyway, 740-751-8334. That's for the four wheel scooter, 740-751-8334. All right. You're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble, and we'd be glad to hear from you about things that you want to swap, sell, or even events that you're going to have. We'll do that for, we don't put events on where you're making money at it. But if you have for a nonprofit, or you're trying to raise funds for something that's a good cause, give us a call and tell us about it. We'll put it on the air. We do have a fundraiser and silent auction at Pure Functions CrossFit, which is at 202 South Main Street in downtown Marion here. That's going to be on today between 4 and 9 p.m. And if you want to see a list of the things that you can bid on, go to Marion Noon Kiwanis Facebook or go to Pure Function CrossFit Facebook, and they have the items listed there, okay? We also have a fly-in. I guess I'm calling it a fly-in for radio control pilots out right off the Tallgrass Trail. It's on right at the end there of the lake. I think it's called Foundation Lake. It may be something else, but that's close. They're going to have fixed wing, rotary wing, quadcopters, warbirds, jets, gas, electric, nitro, all sorts of different type of radio control airplanes. And so bring your chair and some sunscreen and sit down, bring the kids. They'll have a great time watching all these pilots fly their radio control planes. Some of them are huge, some of them are little. I'll guarantee you'll have fun. 650 Her Road here in Marion. That's on Saturday, August 21st, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. They do have a rain date, by the way. If it rains on that day, they're going to have it the following week on 8/28 instead of 8/21, the 1 week later. All right. The Tallgrass Trail also is having a News Force Summer Walk tomorrow at 6 p.m. Head on out to the Tallgrass Trail and learn a lot of stuff about nature. Next week, by the way, we're going to have James Anderson on the Thursday show during the morning from 10:15, and he's going to tell us all about us stuff that's going on out there at the Tallgrass Trail. Hey, if you're looking for a one of those mobile scooters, help you get around the place, it's a four-wheel buzz-around extreme scooter. It's in really good condition. It's battery-powered. She's asking around $800, but she will negotiate if you're real nice to her. 740-751-8334. 740-751-8334 for that buzz-around extreme four-wheel scooter. All right. If you have something that you're trying to sell, give us a call here at WWGH 740-383-9944. Here's a quote from Theodore Roosevelt. Believe you can, and you're halfway there. I like that. It's a real positive thinking type thing, right? All right. Let's see here. Why am I not able? Ah, I lost it. My page keeps coming and going. I'm struggling with my computer today. All right, here we go. When you have a dream, you've got to grab it and never let go. That's Carol Burnett. Now, that sounds like Carol Burnett, doesn't it? She was a very positive lady, always laughing, always smiling. When you have a dream, you've got to grab it and never let go. That's what I told my wife right before we got married. I guess I was her dream. Well, anyway. Jimmy Dean said this one. I can't change the direction of the wind, but I can adjust my sails to always reach my destination. That's an interesting quote coming from Jimmy Dean, always down on the farm. I don't know when he went sailing, but as a former sailboat racer, I will tell you that is pretty much true. But there can be times you can't change the wind, and it's really hard to sail right in the face of the wind. So, but you can always adjust and adjust your sails and move around it. So that's what Jimmy says. All right. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH here in Marion, Ohio. 107.1 on the FM dial. Kind of interesting this morning. All sorts of phone calls to Scott's show about from Boston and from Washington, D.C. They're all mad at him for interviewing Bill Cosby. It's either jealousy or they're not thinking this through. Why should you be mad at a guy who's just interviewing somebody? I don't know. And like Scott says, they interviewed Manson after he was sent to prison. He couldn't understand why they were so angry. But anyway, crazy people do as crazy things, right? Demi Lovato. Now, I don't know that name, but this is a quote from Demi Lovato. No matter what you're going through, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Now, that's the type of quote I would have made up. Something that's pretty obvious. But not a bad thing. There's always something to look forward to. I shouldn't say there always is, but most of the time there is. Sometimes when you're sleeping, you can't look forward to things because you're dreaming. I don't know. William James said this. It is our attitude at the beginning of a difficult task which more than anything else will affect its successful outcome. And I was in business for quite a while, and I will guarantee you that is a fact. If you go into it with a good attitude, it's probably going to be successfully completed. There are things that you can't get done, but if you go into it with a good attitude, you will get done as much as possible, right? So that's not a bad attitude to have. Well, you're listening to Swap Shop here. We got about 15 more minutes. You can give us a call here at 740-383-9944. Kind of a slow Swap Shop day. That's okay. We're doing some inspirational quotes in between calls, and I like to have something like this to give to you when we have a slow day, and I'll read things like this. You know, the mission of this radio station is educational, and this is educational. We do lots of educational things. We do Family Feud shows, you know, and you stop and think, well, that's a game show, but it is educational. It's teaching you about things that people other people believe, you know. We do trivia shows and teaching you about things that not everybody knows about. We do interview shows. Scott has some terrific interview shows. And well, actually, all of us here have done interview shows, and you learn things, and that's what this station is all about. Even Swap Shop is, you learn some things, you know. Maybe you learn where there's a garage sale. I like that. That's learning, right? Well, this is kind of interesting, because this is something Albert Einstein said. When I'm looking up quotes, I can't tell you how many times I find Albert Einstein as one of those who is quoted. Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving. Yeah, that's true. Even when you stop, you know, and there are really good bicycle riders who can stop, well, like unicycle riders who can stop and go backwards and forwards, but they're always having to move to keep their balance. Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving. Thank you, Mr. Einstein. I wonder if he was had a doctorate. I imagine he did. I imagine he is Dr. Einstein. I don't know. If nothing else, he certainly had an honorary doctorate, but I'm guessing he had a real doctorate. I guess I could Google it, but then I would have to mess with my little computer phone and probably mess my whole day up, right? We do have a lady that's got a Buzz Around Extreme scooter, four-wheel scooter. You know, that's one of those to add to your mobility. She says she's getting rid of it because she got herself a golf cart. That sounds like more fun anyway. But she's got this Buzz Around Extreme scooter in really good shape. It's four wheels. It's battery operated. And she's only asking around $800 for it. It was originally $1,600. But she'll negotiate a little bit if you think 800 is too high. Half price doesn't sound too high to me. 740-751-8334 for that four-wheel scooter. 740-751-8334. And I have a quote here by Ella Fitzgerald. Just don't give up trying to do what you really want to do. Where there is love and inspiration, I don't think you can go wrong. I love that. Now, my wife and I have arguments about that sort of discussion. I really, really want to get an RV. And we've had one, but we kind of got rid of it during the COVID thing because we couldn't use it for a year and a half. But now I'm wanting to do that again. So I'm not going to give up trying. Because I really want to do it. Thank you, Ella. I'm going to tell my wife what you said. All right, you're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH. We got about 12 minutes if you want to call in. You have something to sell, or if you got an event you'd like to promote. We do have, by the way, I almost forgot this one, yard sales at Yorkshire Estates on Friday and Saturday. It'd be a great place to go and pick up some cool stuff. So head on out that way. I don't have a time on that, but I'm guessing if you get out there around 8 or 9 o'clock, you won't be too late. Those are kind of weird. Have you ever done a yard sale? It's amazing how many people will show up. You can advertise it at 8 o'clock, and there'll be people there at 7. It's just the way it is. So you better get set up early so that the early risers won't beat you to your own garage sale. Amy Poehler said, limit your always and your nevers. Limit your alwayses and your nevers. It's hard to say, good idea. You should never limit your, well, I see, I just said never. But you shouldn't limit your nevers, and you shouldn't you should always limit your alwayses as well. That is really complicated to say, but I know what it means, and you do too, right? We have about 10 minutes left to go here on Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. You're listening to WWGH 107.1. And right now, Swap Shop is going on for the next 10 minutes. We have some items, one item right now for sale. A scooter, four-wheel scooter, Buzz Around Extreme scooter in very good condition. It's battery-powered. She wants $800 for it, 740-751-8334. We also have an RC fly-in going on Saturday out there at 650 Her Road, which is right at the end of that. If you're at the Tallgrass Trail and you walk almost a mile, you get down there to the big lake, and it's right at the end of the lake. And that's going to be going on August 21st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can go out there and see all sorts of RV flying things, big, little, all sorts of. I bet there'll be some drones out there. They're going to be quadcopters. They're going to be ones that are that are in the air by jet, gas, electric, or even nitro. So that'll be kind of a fun day. So take your kids on out August the 21st and see that event. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Glenn, it's Pastor Craig.
Hey, Pastor, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Good. So you're feeling good. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah, I am feeling good. Saw my neurologist Monday, and things are looking up.
Excellent, so, excellent.
Yeah. Hey, I want to talk to you for a minute or two off air, so can I call you like a couple minutes after the show's over?
Yeah, it'll have to be fast because I've got something to go to. So, yeah, give me a call at 101.
It'll be about 30 seconds, so I'll just call you as soon as you're done.
Okay, very good. Have a great day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I occasionally engineer his show, and he's gotten so smart he really doesn't need an engineer anymore. So this is something Audrey Hepburn said. Nothing is impossible. The word itself says I'm possible. Yeah, it does. All right, let's continue on. Let's see, we have a fundraiser and silent auction at the Pure Function CrossFit, which is at 202 South Main Street here in Marion. It's going to be going on today from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. So you can even go after work, right? Some of the items, the items are listed on the auction on Marion Noon Kiwanis Facebook, and they're also listed on Pure Function CrossFit Facebook. So you can go to those sites. And let's see, I had one other thing I was going to tell you. Oh, at Tallgrass Trail, tomorrow they're having a News Force Summer Walk at 6 p.m. out there at the Tallgrass Trail. I'll guarantee you you'll learn a lot of stuff out there. I'm going to have James Anderson, our natural our county's naturalist, on next Thursday, and I always learn stuff from James. I may not want to hold on to his salamanders or his snakes or even his frogs, but I'm glad I can look at them. I'm always afraid I'm going to hurt them. I also don't really like having them crawl around on me, but I truly am afraid I will hurt them. I'm one of those people that struggle to walk down a street because I'm afraid I'm going to step on an ant. It's just the way I am. I have a new puppy dog, and we go walking every night, every day, and every... I think we walk four times a day. And my doggie likes to slow down when critters run across the sidewalk, which makes me almost stumble over the dog. But I also am trying to avoid the critter. So I look like a drunken sailor when I'm walking with my dog. All right. This is a quote from C.S. Lewis. You are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream. That's another thing that I absolutely agree with. At my age, my ripe old age of 75 years old, I'm always dreaming of things I can do. My wife usually tells me I can't, but that's all right. I'm still dreaming, right? All right. Maya Angelou said, try to be a rainbow in someone else's cloud. Interesting point. I quite frankly, I don't think rainbows appear in the cloud. Rainbows appear because the sun goes through rain droplets as they're coming down. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I took 2 years of geomorphology and climatology in college, and I can't honestly tell you if a rainbow appears in a cloud. I don't think it appears in the cloud. All right. You do not find the happy life. You make it. That's Camilla Kimball said that. That's kind of a good point. You make your own happiness. And there are a lot of people in this world that are not very happy, and not necessarily because of their own making. All we have to do is look at Afghanistan and understand. My heart goes out to all the people in Afghanistan who are kind of swept up in their own innocence by some pretty nasty critters and people. Let's get back here. The Yorkshire Estates is having their annual yard sales. I'm not sure if they're annual or semi-annual, but they're having yard sales on Friday and Saturday, so head on out that way and get yourself some good stuff. On Saturday also, from 10 to 4 p.m. out on 650 Her Road, which is at the end of, well, it's about a mile out on the Tallgrass Trail, but you can get there on Her Road, and they're going to have a radio control fly-in, basically, and take your kids and let them enjoy watching those people fly all those radio control devices, right? There's a fundraiser and silent auction at Pure Function CrossFit, which is at 202 South Main Street, today from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. For the items, go to the Marion Noon Kiwanis Facebook page or Pure Function CrossFit page, and you can find the items. Then they're going to have that News Force Summer Walk at 6 p.m. out at the Tallgrass Trail. And what else do we have? Oh, and we have the lady called in with a Buzz Around Extreme scooter. It's a four-wheel scooter. It's in great condition. It's battery-powered. She's getting rid of it because she got herself a new golf cart. That sounds like more fun to me anyway. But if you're interested in this four-wheel scooter, new, it was around $1,600, and she's going to sell it for around $800. Give her a call, 740-751-8334. All right, 740-751-8334. Well, I hope you enjoyed today. We had a good morning session with Fred Malone of the Historical Society, and we talked about lots of movies, old movies, not the new stuff, but older movies. You know, the 20s through the, I think we got up into the 70s, and he has a wealth of knowledge of that, and I've learned a lot because I had to look it all up, and I found out I know more about it than I thought I knew about old movies. I've seen an awful lot of movies that I didn't realize. We both have seen Tingler and enjoyed it. I found Tingler, what a horror film. Anyway, well, I'm going to have to get out of here. It's about that time. Thanks for tuning in to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Goble. You're listening on WWGH 107.1 here in Marion, Ohio. And have a great day. We'll talk to you next week.
You're listening to WWDH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics.